It's 7:34 on this Tuesday morning. I'm Mitch Wertlieb, and this is VPR News. Good morning. Vermont's congressional delegation is calling on the Obama administration to take emergency action to help reduce the skyrocketing cost of propane. As VPR's Bob Kinzel reports, domestic production of propane has increased significantly in the past year, but virtually all of the new gas is being exported to foreign countries.
The three members of the delegation, Senators Patrick Leahy and Bernie Sanders and Congressman Peter Welch, say the country is facing a crisis with the growing cost of propane. The price of this fuel this winter is 60% higher than a year ago, and in the last 3 months, the price has jumped by more than 30%. A gallon of propane now costs roughly $4.13. Senator Sanders says there's no doubt that an unusually cold winter in many parts of the country has increased the demand for propane. But he says the real problem is that more and more domestic propane is now being sold to overseas markets because prices are higher.
What we are seeing is since 2012, there has been a doubling in exports. So almost all of the new production is going abroad. The result is that there's not enough propane left in this country, and prices are skyrocketing in Vermont, in the Midwest, and elsewhere.
Sanders notes that 15% of all Vermont households use propane as their primary fuel source. That's the second highest rate in the country. And he says many families in this group rely on the low-income heating assistance program to help pay their fuel bills.
People who are hurting the most, people who are really struggling to keep their heads above water economically, are really seeing a huge increase in prices, and we've got to do something about it.
The congressional delegation is asking Commerce Secretary Penny Pritzker to temporarily halt the export of all propane. Sanders says this action will increase domestic supplies and lower prices.
We are looking at a very dramatic and drastic situation. Clearly, the law allows the secretary to put temporary restrictions on exports, and we want her to do that.
Matt Cota is the director of the Vermont Fuel Dealers Association. He says his organization supports the temporary export ban.
We certainly would like to see some of those gallons being kept here in the United States rather than shipped overseas.
But Cota says the solution is not as simple as it seems.
It's a complicated political issue involving multinational companies in different countries and trade issues that it's difficult to wade into those waters.
Vermont's congressional delegation is hoping that the temporary ban on propane exports will be put into place by the end of the month. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.
The Vermont Senate continues its deliberation of a bill that would give consumers information about genetically modified organisms in their food. The bill would require manufacturers to label food products that contain GMOs. The Vermont House passed a version of the bill last year. David Zuckerman is a progressive state senator and an organic farmer, and he says the Senate version would enact the law with fewer hurdles.
The House version had a trigger that was an either-or clause, so it either relied on a couple of other states to also implement such a law or a date certain. That way, if other states did it more quickly, we would join them, but if they didn't do it, we would go forward. In the Senate version, we just went with the date of July 2015.
The triggers in the House version are meant to head off a few problems that can occur when a small state tries to put requirements on national manufacturers. Jim Harrison of the Vermont Grocers Association recalls Vermont's attempts in the 1990s to label milk that contained hormones, a state mandate that was overturned by a lawsuit.
More importantly, from a grocer's perspective, because we're the only state that did it, no manufacturer labeled their product for Vermont. So the dairy case, the retailer had to backfill the labeling by putting blue dots on shelf tags, which was very problematic, very confusing, and very costly.
Harrison says his organization would support a federal labeling law if it were nationally enforced. Zuckerman says they've learned from the blue dot days, and the current bill holds manufacturers, not retailers, responsible for labeling. The bill has passed the Senate Agriculture Committee. Next, it will be voted on by the Senate Judiciary Committee. Connecticut and Maine have both passed versions of this law that would go into effect when more states also enact similar provisions. State workers are expected to turn out in force for the annual lobby day put on at the State House by the Vermont State Employees Association. The union is pushing a plan for employers to provide paid sick time to their workers. Among those covered would be 500 to 1,000 temporary workers who are on the state payroll at any given time but are deemed temporary and don't get benefits like paid sick time. Today's activities will include a speak out at 12:15 in the House chamber of the State House, meetings with lawmakers and executive branch officials, and a 4:30 reception at the Capitol Plaza in Montpelier. Eye on the sky for today. Snow will develop southwest to northeast this morning, moderate at times south and east. Total snow from the Adirondacks, Middlebury, Montpelier, and Route 2 north, 2 to 4 inches. Some lesser amounts in the St. Lawrence Valley, 3 to 7 inches south and east.